And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki, the Elf Who Wants to Be a Real Taxicab Driver. Well, boys and girls, I have a hard time explaining today's episode because, theoretically, it took place in the land of make-believe, and I don't even believe there is such a place. But our story tells us that Yuki went there to find Sparky, and when he got there, he was put into jail with Sparky and then brought before the big boss of the land of make-believe, some Mr. Oglesharp, who apparently is the ruler there. And when Yuki opened his big mouth, Mr. Oglesharp turned Yuki into an elf. Here's the way it's supposed to have happened.
Hello, Mr. Oglesharp.
Well, I see you have returned to Sparky.
Yes, sir, Mr. Oglesharp.
And who, may I ask, is this odd-looking creature you brought with you?
You mean this, Mr. Oglesharp? It's Yuki Butcher. He was a friend of mine on Earth.
Well, I needn't ask why you wanted to come back here. However, I happen to know that you had a very selfish reason for wanting to come back.
A selfish reason?
No need to act innocent. You had a selfish reason. You didn't want your friend, Big John, to get married. You were jealous of his lady friend. Ah, jealousy. Very unbecoming a representative of the land of make-believe. Very unbecoming an elf. Sparky?
Yes, sir. Mr. Oglesharp.
You are a disgrace to the land of make-believe. As punishment, I shall have to sentence you to the Tangley Tower.
Oh, no, not that, Mr. Oglesharp. Not the Tangley Tower, anything but that. Oh, please don't send me. No, not there.
I have spoken. It's the Tangley Tower for you and your friend.
Wait a minute there, Mr. Oogleshape, or whatever your half-wit name is. I have my rights. You can't do this to me. I will not stand for it.
Oglesharp is the name, and I have spoken. I am complete ruler over all gnomes, elves, and leprechauns.
Well, I beg to differ with you. You can't do anything to me. I demand my rights. I'm Yuki Butcher. I'm not an elf.
After I finish with you, you will be. Mr. Butcher, you are now an elf.
Well, just a minute there. I have my rights. You can't do this to me.
I already have.
So be. Oh, that's a fight. Hey, Yuki, Mr. Oglesharp has turned you into an elf. Oh, now, be calm. Don't get excited. Just sit there for a minute and take it easy, because everything will be okay. Hey, Yuki, how does it feel to be an elf? I mean, after being a real, live people person all these years. Well, that's a fight, lad. That's a fight. I don't like being a little fella just 2'5". I want to be 5'2", like I always used to be. Hey, Mr. Oglesharp, you changed me back to a people person. Hey, Mr. Oglesharp, do you hear me? There's no use shouting, Yuki. Mr. Oglesharp is gone. You may as well get ready to go to the Tangley Tower. Tangley Tower? What's that, Sparky lad? Oh, boy, I hate to tell you. Maybe you better just wait and see when we get there. Well, when will we get there? Very soon, probably sooner than we think. All of a sudden, the impossible jail guards will come and take us away, and maybe Mr. Oglesharp will use the Alakazoo magic on us, and the first thing we know, we'll just disappear into thin air, and the next thing we'll know, there we'll be in the Tangley Tower. Well, if it's going to happen that way, Sparky lad, I want to know what's going to be happening to me. Now, tell me about the Tangley Tower. Well, you sure you want to hear about this, Yuki? Yeah, sure, I'm sure, Sparky. Well, tell me about it. Prepare me for the worst. Well, it's the worst, all right, Yuki. Boy, you hit the nail right on the head that time. Yeah, I know. Well, tell me about it. Well, the Tangley Tower is in the midst of a tangled vine forest. It's the most dismal place in the land of make-believe. It's a real dark forest where nothing but all kinds of twisting vines and thorn bushes and things like that grow. And most of the forest is a swamp where the wamps live.
Wamps?
Yeah. Who are they? I don't think I ever heard of them. They're people. Well, the wamps aren't people, Yuki. Haven't you ever heard of swamp wamps?
Swamp wamps?
Yeah. Look, they're not wamps. Who are they? They're birds. They're birds that look like an owl, only they got a head like a wolf. And they're much bigger than owls. They grow about almost 5 feet.
Owl 5 feet tall?
Yeah.
Boy, this I gotta see.
Well, don't worry. You soon shall see it.
Well, eavesdropping, I see, Mr. Oglesharp. Why don't you knock on the door before you come in?
Why should I? I never left the room.
You never left the room? What do you mean? You weren't here a minute ago.
Yes, I was. I simply made myself invisible. I was here all the while.
Well, now, this ain't a fine how-do-you-do. So we got no privacy around here.
My dear Elf Butcher, an elf never uses the word ain't. An elf always uses correct grammar. And you will, from this moment forward, strike the word ain't out of your vocabulary. Do you understand?
Fine. Ain't in the dictionary. So I ain't going to use ain't anymore. Ain't that something?
Mr. Butcher, for that I am sending you to the Tangley Tower immediately. Prepare yourselves. I shall say Alakazam, and you will leave the room when I say Alakazam.
Hey, what's happened? The Turbo Shot used the Alakazam to do magic on it, you see? Here we are in the Tangle Vine Forest.
Yeah. Boy, dark, isn't it?
Sure is. Oh, what's that? It's a swamp womp howling in a tree. Look, there it is. See up there? In the tree over there?
Yeah. Hey, what do you know? It is 5 feet tall. Yeah, it's an owl with a wolf's head, all right. Well, where's this here Tangley Tower we're supposed to be sentenced to?
Somewhere in this Tanglevine Forest. Come on, let's go look for it.
Well, now, wait a minute, Spiky Lad. Why should we hunt for it? If we're not in it, they can't keep us prisoner. So let's just try to find a way out of this here Tanglevine Forest.
No, you don't understand, Beauty. There's only one way to get out of Tanglevine, and that's a secret. It's a secret that only can be figured out if you're inside the Tangley Tower.
You
mean there's no way to get out of here unless you find the Tangley Tower, huh? Yeah.
Well, let's find it then.
Okay. Come on. Let's go this way.
How come you don't know where this Tangley Tower is, Sparky Lad?
Oh, I've never been here before, Yuki. But I've heard about the place. All elves in the land of make-believe have heard about it. It's sort of a warning to them to... Well, just a warning to them.
For elves.
For elves what? Yep. No elf ever wants to be sentenced to the Tangley Tower.
Well, then how come we're trying to find the place?
Because, like I said, Yuki, once you're inside the Tangle Vine Forest, you can't get out of it unless you discover the secret of how to get out, and the secret is hidden somewhere in the Tangley Tower.
Oh, I see. Yeah, fine. Well, then, we're really sentenced to the Tangle Vine Forest.
Yeah, that's right. Only, Mr. Oogleshark calls it being sentenced to the Tangley Tower because he likes to be fair with everyone. Yeah, Mr. Oogleshark is really a nice man, only he doesn't like it when people break the laws of the land of make-believe, and that's why he gives everyone he sentences to the Tangle Vine Forest a chance to get out. All they have to do is discover the secret in the Tangley Tower.
Well, I don't see no tower out here nowhere.
Oh, what was that, Spiky Lad? The voice of the Tanglevine Forest. There are lots of them in there, isn't it? They're the voices of people who have been sent to the Tanglevine Forest and they're looking for the Tangley Tower.
Yeah, well, what do you know? Boy, this is the strangest place I've ever seen.
Sure would like to get out of here. Hey, wait a minute, lad. What's the matter?
Look over that way. What's that look like to you?
Looks like a tower all covered with twisted vines and thorn bushes. Hey, but that's the Tangley Tower.
100% correct, Sparky Lad. Looks like we're going to have to wade through the swamp to get to it, though.
Sorry, who cares? The secret of how to get out of this Tanglevine Forest is inside that tower. Come on, let's go.
All right. Right behind you in the swamp.
From here, I can't see any entrance to the Tangley Tower. Can you, Yuki?
Well, no. Maybe it's over on the other side.
Yeah, maybe. And then again, maybe there's a door behind all that tangled mess of vines and thorn bushes.
Well, I see why they call it the Tangley Tower. There's so many vines covering it, you can hardly see the tower. That's why I wasn't sure whether or not I was really looking at the tower or not. But that's a tower, all right.
Well, we're out of the swamp. Now we can take a look at that Tangley Tower and see if we can find the entrance.
Well, even if we do find the door, I don't see how we're going to get through them there vines that got themselves all wrapped around the tower. Why, we couldn't even get through if we had an axe or a saw.
Yeah, you're sure right there, Yuke. Hey, there's a window up there. Look, see near the top of the tower?
Yeah, that's where it is. I know what, we can climb up the vines to get to that there window. That's how we'll get inside.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's start up.
All right, you go first, I'll follow.
Okay, up we go.
Boy, this is going to be a long climb, Yuki, because it's a pretty high tower. Well, just keep climbing there, Spiky Lad. We'll reach the top sooner or later.
Yeah, I know. Just got to keep going. Keep going up, 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 up we go. Boy, almost to the top now, Yuki. Just a couple of more feet.
Up high, Spiky Lad. Listen to the wind.
Yeah. I got my hand on the windowsill, Yuki. Now I just pull myself up and...
It's awfully dark in here. Let me climb up there outside, you spicy lad. Yeah, it sure is dark in there, isn't it? Well, let's go on inside. We'll find any secret in there to say it out here. Look at this. Come on, I'll boost you into the window. Okay, just put me up onto the windowsill. All right, there you go. Now you reach down and pull me up. All right, here we go, Yuki. Up you come. Okay. Oh, well, that's a pretty good drop from this here windowsill to the floor. Guess we'll have to jump down, though. Yeah, I guess that's the only way we'll get down to the floor. Wish it wasn't so dark in here. I can't even see the floor, can you? I can't see a figure here. I think some of the daylight from outside here would go through the window and light up the place. Yeah, well, there's something mighty strange and mysterious about this tower. I feel like there's somebody inside there watching us. Yeah, me too. Maybe if we stick our heads in farther, we can see something. Well, you stick your head in there if you want to, Spiky lad. Go ahead, take a look around. On second thought, maybe I just better call in and see if anybody's in there. Yeah, that's a good idea. Go ahead, do that. Okay. I'll just stick my head inside a little bit, and if anybody is in there, they'll be sure to hear me. Hello? Ooh. Hey, is somebody in there? There's somebody in there, Yuki. Did you hear him call a little back to me? Yeah. Call something else in there. Ask them who they are. Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, who are you in there?
Hey, who are you in there?
It's only my own echo. There isn't anyone in there.
Well, fine, then let's go on in, Spiky lad.
Okay, you jump first.
All right, stand back, lad. Here we go. Boy, I sure hope I land on my feet.
Hey, where's the floor? Where am I going to land? Wait a minute.
Boy, it sure is taking Yuki a long time to land on the floor. Yuki!
Yuki!
Hey, Yuki, answer me! Oh, man, he doesn't answer. I wonder what's wrong. Oh, what do you think of that? He doesn't answer. Boy, the inside of that tangly tower sure is mysterious. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, I wonder what became of Yuki. He jumped through the window of this tangly tower, and I never heard him land on the floor. And when I call, he doesn't answer. Now, what could have happened?
Hey, Yuki! Yuki!
Now, what in the world could have happened to him? Yes, me, there's something awful mysterious going on around here. Well, something tells me we've got another mystery in our hands. Well, I'm not going to jump inside until I can figure this out. I'll see you later, kid.